Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from Patriot-held territory on the self-funded Radio Free Redoubt. We're not getting funding like what is it? Good morning, Lady Liberty.
from the United States global media.
Yes. There you go.
Right,
global media fund. They get $800 million. U.S. Agency for Global Media.
No, they get our $800 million.
Yeah.
Everybody that's listening. Oh, by the way, everyone. Well, good morning. Good morning, everyone. And welcome to Trump Tuesday. Right. Yeah, because, you know, this whole American-funded global media. And,
yes.
And this is all our money. We are paying for somebody's mouthpiece. And I honestly
part of this $1.7 trillion short bus deal.
Yeah, the mini bus. You know,
yes.
for all of the stupid people to sign on to. And so we just wanted to point out that this has all of the earmarks of one of those. Things that is funded that somehow all the money ends up going to other things and gets diverted into people's pockets left and right. Because honestly, what on earth would they need three times the budget for Ukraine for? You know
right.
what I mean? If Ukraine was the single biggest factor in Schumer's world, how is it that Ukraine got dwarfed by this global media funding?
Well, because that's the propaganda arm right there. And we talked about this on Sunday evening for our listeners who maybe didn't catch up yet. They fund Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, Radio Free Asia, The Voice of America. And we were like, hey, where's Radio Free Redoubt?
I know.
Come on.
Right. Well, we don't speak lies. And so this is only lie funding that they're talking about because that's what propaganda is in the first place. It's very, very well planned out lies.
Well funded too.
Yes, exactly. And so, I just see that as another big, huge money laundering venture that is going to go into a whole bunch of people's pockets that least should have
it.
And
well, there's a lot of that going on. And of course, you know, on this awesome Trump Tuesday, there was some good news. We're gonna share in segment two.
Oh yes.
As far as you know, the more they try to come after him, the more his polls go up and he becomes wealthier.
Yeah, he just, you know, that's gonna be the great thing about this, because this happened so that we could announce it on Trump Tuesday. You know, how wonderful. And so we can't wait to get to that, you know, right in the middle of this repent event where we are repenting this week, you know, ahead of this upcoming eclipse, because this is something you must absolutely take seriously. And,
and
I mean, we're not kidding about that at all. Not in the slightest bit, because we would like to think that as watchmen on the wall that we have been for the past 4 years in this show, making sure that we've shared the truth and the word of the Lord to the benefit of all of our listeners, that nobody's been led astray. People have been, we have strongly, strongly discouraged that whole death and maiming shot to all of our listeners.
Well,
the whole way we have discouraged all of the lies and all of the deception and pointed out the truth to everybody so that nobody is, you know, left out there on the edge, not knowing what to do and being confused about what's really going on.
On all the issues, you know, reflecting back over the last going on 4 years now, everything people were they were confused on where to stand as far as the election fraud and the stolen election, the
That's
coup
right.
the
they're,
fact
they're
that
confused
it was
about Ukraine
the fact that it was a coup where to stand and where to stand as far as Ukraine, where to stand on the issue of submitting to this slavery under the guise of a pandemic.
Right.
The death and maiming shot. I mean, one, where to stand on Israel versus Hamas.
That's right.
All of these issues, you know, we've got to be on the right side of these things.
You either follow the truth or you follow the lies. And so we've been very, very adamant and keen about making sure that we describe the most important events and the most relevant truth out there. And so when we're talking about that, we're also now talking about the very, very serious nature of the repentance that is required
right
now of this whole nation as we're approaching an event that historically, that biblically has great implications if people don't repent, if they don't change and turn from their wicked ways and humble themselves before the Lord. We must take this seriously.
Well, here's the reality of it. You know, Jonathan Cahn, we've watched his interview at least twice where they called for repentance and, or he's calling for repentance and the danger that America is in right now. And that it is a, what he called even an existential threat.
That's right.
And so here's the thing. We must repent.
Yep.
That's his solution. And we are in agreement with him and, you know, praying and discerning what's going on and what needs to be done. Repentance as a, what was a Christian nation is at the top of the list. We have to restore that because it is an existential threat. So get what that means. That's not just a big fancy $50 word. An existential threat means if we don't do this, we will not exist.
That's right. America ceases at that point because God allows the invasion of all the enemies to come in and just utterly destroy us.
That's right. The triggering of sleeper cells that are here, those in our, that are still capable within our own government going after people for vigilanteism, you know, for defending yourself and your communities when all this goes live. And America will not be anymore. It will be, who knows what they'll call the landmass, probably America, but it won't be the United States of America.
Right.
And it, read Deuteronomy. Go back. We've covered this before many times. I've got to find the exact chapter. Exactly what the Lord has in store when his people reject him repeatedly after numerous warnings and they will not repent.
Right, exactly. And see, this was part of the Bible study that we did last Saturday as well. And what's important to understand as we're going forward with this week is that, you know, here we were thinking that all this time that based on 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, the most famous verse that everyone relates to the nation and repenting, which says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now, we read this, and this basically was in response to rather minor events, you know, drought, locust infestation, a plague. And these are not that response. The Second Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 response is in response and appropriate for a lesser situation than we're in now.
Yes.
Whereas the situation that we're in now is more reflective of what took place in Ezra chapter 9 and 10, where the whole country had basically capitulated to evil.
Yes.
I mean, they had like Jonathan Cahn describes in his book, The Return of the Gods, the whole nation had been revisited first by Baal, then by Ashtoreth, then by Molech, and everybody went their evil ways. They became gender confused.
Yes.
They became homosexual.
They were and sacrificing their children.
Transsexual. They became...
They were including children in the sexual rites of their religious...
That's all the part of the demonic Ashtoreth invasion of the spiritual world. And third, the last one is always followed by Moloch.
Yeah.
The worshiping and killing... The child sacrifice of this is of children,
right.
And that's Moloch, and so as soon as all three of those appear, that is when the nation is in utter catastrophe.
Yeah.
Worse, way worse than the Second Chronicles 7:14 is described in response to. And so we just want to describe that this week we're in that situation.
Yeah,
we're in what Jonathan Kahn's book is describing, where
right.
we are now in the spiritual world of being visited by all three of those same demonic realms that causes the nation to be lost entirely.
That's
unless
right.
you repent in a very serious way, much, much like we see in Ezra chapter 9 and 10.
That's right.
And so we just want to lay that foundation as well, that we are not just going to have to repent, we're going to have to really step up the repentance.
Right.
And so it couldn't be more important because Jonathan Kahn nailed it, and we are at that position where
yes.
we have millions of children being trafficked in the United States right now.
Yeah, and still no follow-up. Nobody's following up with the question of what happened to those 85,000 children immigrants
right.
that are missing and unaccounted for.
And that's just the ones that they're willing to talk about.
Right.
So, you know, but they know that there's millions that have come across the border.
Yes.
And they can't find or locate any of them. They don't know where they are. This is in our nation. This is a Moloch situation. And
yep.
so this describes the depravity that has happened to this nation that we're under right now, that we have got to repent for this week.
Yeah.
And so where we're starting out with the word for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Deuteronomy chapter 28. We're going to cover the whole chapter because it's, you know, you almost want to say, do you want the good news or the bad news first,
no way.
Right? You know, and so Deuteronomy 28, the first part is the good news. So we're going to start with that.
I'm there. I'm just what we were talking about. I couldn't recall the scripture. Deuteronomy,
right.
In Deuteronomy about the severity of his judgment if you don't
exactly.
obey him.
Yep.
And then, so I pulled it up real quick, and then that's the word of the day?
Well, yeah. Yeah, because that's what we were discussing on Saturday. So.
I know, but I didn't know it was going to be the word of the day.
Okay.
Well,
there we have it.
Okay.
There we have it. So.
Oh, we're on the same wavelength then. Cool.
Okay. Well, we always are. So, so it reads, under the title, Blessings on Obedience. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. The Lord will command the blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand, and he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways. Then all the peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of you. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. The Lord will open to you his good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not be beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them, so you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right or the left, to go after other gods to serve them. And that's it. And so this is what happens to a nation that is under the blessing of the Lord because of their obedience.
Yes.
And so all the good things, it's prosperity, it's productiveness,
right.
It's as much freedom as you could ever hope for. And you're not suffering, you're not struggling, you're not constantly going up against some brick wall.
You're prospering, you're
yes,
safe.
Yep. Yeah. You're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. And this is because of the people who are willing to follow his commandments and walk in his ways.
Right.
Now, this is really super, super interesting that in the past decade, they have made a point of going around and taking down the Ten Commandments from everything.
Right.
Right. And here is the most important part of Deuteronomy 28 is that if you keep my commandments and walk in my ways,
yes,
the Ten Commandments are stripped from everything as if it's a pariah instead of a blessing.
Right.
And so how fantastic that, well, now we get to see what happens once you remove all of those Ten Commandments. Once you decide
yes.
that God is not tolerable in your land, just look at our nation right now.
And prayer from our schools in the 60s.
That's right.
We instantly started to see the effects of that
That's
in
right.
our culture, in the breakdown of the family and so on.
Right. And, this is very interesting where verse 9 describes, the Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, just as he has sworn to you if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways.
Right.
And so the notes on that verse say, perhaps the most important blessing of the entire book is that the Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself if you keep the commandments. And so could you imagine he did all of this for us? For the Christian people who are following his commandments and walking in his ways, and he is establishing them, us, as his holy people to himself.
Right.
And then we allow this garbage to happen in our lifetime.
That's right.
On our watch, we decide suddenly in this last 30 years, oh no, we are not involved in the politics of this nation at all. We can't have anything to do with it. Otherwise, our pastors will have to pay taxes.
Boy, how far we've fallen.
No kidding.
You know, when we go back, and we're going to be revisiting the heritage of our country and look at some of our pastors from the beginning of our country.
Right.
And what they had to say about these things.
That's right.
And we're going to start taking a walk through understanding our American Christian heritage that we've lost, that we've squandered. And so now we find ourselves at this place where, you know, there's an article that just came out on Cauldron Pool written by a pastor. And I'm not going to go into the article, but the title says a lot. Losing the culture wars cheerfully is unchristian.
Yep.
The Great Awakening is an opportunity for greatness, not retreat.
Right.
And this is the time when we need to really gird ourselves. We need to rise up to the occasion. We need to engage in this fight and not shrink back because, well, as Christians, you know, we shouldn't be involved in worldly things.
Right.
You know, what
that's
a cop-out.
Yep, that's an absolute cop-out and an excuse.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
And that type of thinking is why we are here, where we're at now.
Well, exactly. That all started, if everyone remembers, with Obama and his whole politically correct garbage, where you could no longer rebuke your neighbor for doing things that were immoral. Right. Well, I beg your pardon, but that's not biblical at all. We are called to rebuke our neighbor and the people around us who are behaving in a manner that is, that is falling and becoming lost. You are to rebuke them. And why? Because you love them, to pull them back onto the correct path.
Right.
Not because you hate them, but because you don't want to see them fall and get lost. And so you pull them back onto the path with a correction, and that's how it goes. But suddenly that was attacked as saying, oh, you can't do that anymore. It's no longer politically correct for you to say what is right and what is wrong,
yes.
Right? And so instead of the Christian church pushing back and saying, oh, no, that's not the way things work. We're going to keep everyone on track like we ought to. No,
right.
Everybody just cowered back and took a deep breath and went, oh, no. I better not say anything.
I want to share a quote here from John Witherspoon. He was a pastor. He was also one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence and many other things. We'll dive into this guy along with John Muhlenberg, another pastor. But this is what he said. He is the best friend to American liberty, who is the most sincere and active in promoting true and undefiled religion, and who sets himself with the greatest firmness to bear down profanity and immorality of every kind. Whoever is an avowed enemy of God, I scruple not to call him an enemy to his country. If
right.
you are an enemy to God, you are an enemy to America.
That's right.
And should be treated as such.
Yep.
And I am in agreement with this founding father and signer of the Declaration and president of the, or a member of the Constitutional Convention and all the other things that he did. I stand with this man.
Well,
these sentiments are still alive.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because as we see in the very backbone of communism, the first statement Karl Marx makes is the one that we all know by heart now, which is, my goal is to dethrone God and destroy capitalism.
Yes.
Anybody that says that is matching the same exact thing that Satan said in Isaiah chapter 14, where he basically exalted himself above God and
yes.
and sought to sit in his throne.
Right.
And this is exactly what Mark said. I seek to dethrone God and destroy capitalism.
Yep.
Meaning that communists believe they sit on the throne, not God. And that right there is absolutely an enemy to not just our nation, but to our Constitution and to the Ten Commandments of the Lord.
Right.
And so, you
know, libertarians have a hard time wrapping their mind around that, because we're supposed to just allow these people to continue with this agenda because, well, you know, liberty.
There's freedom, and then there is going too far, right?
Well, there's,
you know, where you're going, that's the same thing as saying that it is basically the very same premise that allows pedophilia, right? Well, we have to allow them to do what they want because it's their
freedom
choice.
Of expression.
It's freedom
right.
of expression. And so there's, you know, you have to understand the roots of evil and be willing to stop roots as well.
Right.
You know, and in fact, that's what the Beatitudes is all about. If you read the Beatitudes, it's about the origin of sin.
Right.
It's your thoughts. It's the first thought in your heart. It's where the action develops.
Right.
And so if you're thinking it, you're eventually going to do it. And so, you know, yeah.
And then demand that other people do it.
Yeah. And demand that other people allow you to do it
right.
as well, you know.
Right.
And so it just, those are the roots.
Okay. Well, good one. So today it's just Deuteronomy chapter 27.
Deuteronomy chapter 28. Verses 1 through 14, and under the title of The Blessings of Obedience.
There we go.
Yep.
And we'll pick up and look at the other side of that coin
tomorrow. Yes. First, the good news, and then be just brace for the bad news.
Right. This is what tomorrow you're going to understand what we're talking about when we say existential threat if we don't repent.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right, got it. Deuteronomy chapter 28, 1 through 14.
Yep.
It'll pick up tomorrow where we left off.
That's right.
All right. Great discussion, though. Very timely, very important. So we went a little bit long. We'll run a little bit long today, but stick around. We'll be back with segment two right after this break. Just stay with us. All right. We'll be right back. The Son of Man.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Christian, Crusader, Patriot, End Time Crew, Remnant. This is segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Lady Liberty, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning again, everyone out there. Welcome back to Trump Tuesday.
Got my trumpet here.
That's right. Well, you know, Trump, as much as he is being attacked with all of the left's lawfare, he can't lose. He just keeps winning and winning.
Yeah.
And they say they're asking Trump, they're saying, what's your collateral for the bond? And he turns around and he says, cash. Well, and so check this out. We've got this fantastic clip here. This is a Fox clip from primetime. Listen to what they have to say about how Trump just can't seem to lose.
Trump's facing 5 cases from 4 Democrat prosecutors with 0 victims, and Democrats are furious that he still owns a home. Get ready to get even angrier. On the same day his bond was slashed in half, Trump's socials, parent company, Truth Social, their stock soared 35%, giving Trump a $4 billion cash injection. Trump's net worth just hit $6.5 billion on paper, making him one of the world's 500 richest people. Over the weekend, Joe Biden nicknamed Trump Broke Don. Better find a new nickname.
That's awesome. They're just making him wealthier.
They're making him wealthy beyond wealthy. In fact, he had been losing so much money just because he's running for president. It's like his bank account kept getting smaller and smaller. And now all of a sudden, boy, Truth Social just jumps right out there with this latest round of indictments and persecution and political garbage that they, right. You know, this lawfare. So, yep, just bring it on is what he should be saying, you know?
No kidding. He's, you know, people around the world want to see him back in. They're begging,
yes,
please
everybody.
Get Trump back in.
Yep.
And, you know, it's pretty cool to watch these other world leaders, too. This, you know, the kind of the populist pack. You've got Malay, Bolsonaro, who they're doing the exact same thing that they're doing to Trump, you know, bringing all these criminal charges against him and everything.
Right.
There's a whole lot going on with that.
And then Hungary is backing all of them and offering asylum to all of them.
Viktor Orban, he's over there in Europe fending off the European Union and those globalist wolves and hyenas.
Right. Yep.
So, yeah,
he gets it.
Yep.
They all are on the same track, and they're all facing the same horrible globalist evil opposition.
Yes.
And so, so we've got another extremely interesting clip that we have to play for you. This is in relation to Biden being blackmailed by Mexico. Listen. Yeah. This is extremely interesting. Check this out.
Primetime had a hunch for some time that there was an ulterior motive at the southern border. And last night's 60 Minute interview with Mexican President Lopez Obrador confirmed what we'd thought. Joe Biden's being blackmailed by Mexico.
With the ear of the White House, President Lopez Obrador proposed his fix, that the United States commit $20 billion a year to poor countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, lift sanctions on Venezuela, end the Cuban embargo, and legalize millions of law-abiding Mexicans living in the U.S.
If they don't do the things that you've said need to be done, then what?
The flow of migrants will continue.
Oh, that sounds like a threat to me. And if it wasn't enough that our commander-in-chief's being blackmailed by our neighbor, Obrador is finally addressing something our own leaders refuse to acknowledge. We have a crisis, a psychological epidemic we've ignored.
Fentanyl is produced in the United States, in Canada, and in Mexico, and the chemical precursors come from Asia. You know why we don't have the drug consumption that you have in the United States? Because we have customs, traditions, and we don't have the problem of the disintegration of the family.
Now, Primetime doesn't see eye to eye with Obrador since he's been letting illegals flow into the country and he cozies up to the cartels, but he's right about that one point. When Mexico calls you out for having a drug problem, you know you're struggling. We consume more opioids than any other country. And it turns out Mexico doesn't nearly have a population as addicted to drugs as we do. It's time we start asking ourselves, how do we get here? Why are we so addicted? What happened to our standards and traditions? And why do our leaders point fingers instead of recognizing they have a responsibility?
Well, that's very, very interesting, especially considering what we're covering in Deuteronomy 28, where we just covered the blessings of obedience. But when we get into the curses of disobedience, that pretty much answers that question they just asked right there. How did we get here? That's exactly how we got here, because of our huge, egregious disobedience.
Yes. And it's going to get worse.
Yep.
It's going to get worse unless we repent. That's the only way out of this. You know, to get the finger wagging from the president of Mexico.
Yes.
Obrador Lopez, another person with two last names for some reason. And so, but look at this. Look at the numbers. Okay. He wants to talk about the problem that America has, because we have standards and we have a culture here. America is disintegrating. Well, the number of Mexican government officials and candidates murdered rose from 94 in 2018 to 355 last year.
That's right.
So
everybody that doesn't toe their line gets snuffed.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to say there's not a breakdown and disintegration in Mexico, where they're losing thousands of people in ongoing drug wars.
Yeah. Oh, please.
No, we don't have a drug problem here. Oh, really? You've got a drug dealer problem there.
Yeah, a drug dealer problem. Exactly.
Exactly.
And, you know, that's another thing, too, is the fact that Biden is being blackmailed by the Mexican president. This is the exact duplicate of him being blackmailed by China.
Right.
And you and I have seen video that China has on Biden that is horrific because it shows him in the act of pedophilia. And while he was in Asia,
that was incredible.
They captured that video, and they have that video on him. And so there, that's why they own him. That's why China owns him. So what, was he doing this same garbage in Mexico, and Mexico has it on video as well?
Well, I don't know. All of them are creeps. And you've got the 44th president, who shall not be named, hobnobbing and partying with this, what is this, Diddy or whatever his name is, this rapper that just got raided by Homeland Security for sex trafficking at two of his homes.
Right.
And this is the people that the elite, and including many people in this administration and that 44th administration, were hobnobbing and partying with.
That's right.
You know, so who knows what they're... But back to the 60 Minutes piece that they were referring to, and talking about propaganda. So this is from the CBS's 60 Minutes, who they posted on Twitter, X. President Biden asked Mexican President Lopez Obrador to contain the flow of migrants at the border. So Biden's getting tough, right? He's telling Mexico to help contain the flow of migrants. A month later, the number of migrant crossings dropped by 50%. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol reported.
Yeah, baloney.
That's Bravo Sierra right there.
Yep.
That is disinformation.
That's flat out lies.
That, yep.
Because we saw those numbers increase and continue to increase to the point of being up to 10 and 12,000 a week. And so, you know, just the fact that when this CNN, the 60 Minute reporter asked Obrador, she said, so what's going to happen if Biden doesn't provide this $20 billion to the poor countries and to, you know, the island nations and
lift
and,
sanctions and, on Venezuela? Yeah,
do all this stuff. What if they don't do that? Then what? And that guy had the gall to say, if they don't, the flow of migrants will continue. Well, first of all, they're not migrants. They're invaders. They're an invading army, and he is facilitating, and he's probably being paid by the UN through all of our funding as well.
That's called extortion. Yep. Give us $20 billion, or we are going to facilitate the invasion of your country. That's extortion. That's an act of war.
Blackmail.
That's a threat. That's all kinds of problems all the way around. It's the type of corruption you would expect out of Mexico, who's ran by cartels.
Yes, exactly.
And So
basically Biden is in the position of being blackmailed by multiple different nations. And so we're just victim getting dragged behind this whole Biden blackmail truck.
I think the history books one day will reflect back and see that this regime, the Biden regime, was led by the most compromised person ever to be president of the United States.
That's right.
I mean compromised as in his whole life is full of so much debauchery. He has compromised the United States by placing himself where he could be exploited, blackmailed, hamstrung. He's ineffective, and probably a lot of his own, it looks like a lot of his own criminal past has put him in that position.
Oh, absolutely.
He's totally exploitable. Absolutely. And he is totally compromised.
Yep.
Placing all of us at risk.
Yep. Every last one of us.
Yeah, it's a national security threat. But, well, we're out of time, folks. Thanks for sticking with us. Thank you for being there every day. Thank you for your prayers and your support. So you stay safe, be vigilant, and be in prayer. Pray for the repentance of this nation, so it will not go into the history books.
That's right. Join us as we repent. Make it a daily point to repent wholeheartedly. And just remember that biblically, the prophets repented as well as the people.
Yeah.
Even though they weren't necessarily the perpetrators of all the crimes, they still repented right alongside all of their
they prayed for repentance
fellow
for the people.
Jews. Yep. So be humble and repent for this nation, as we all will this whole week.
Absolutely. Join us tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.